This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:49, up one on the open. December, 6:65, up three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:66.5, up four on the open. December, 6:86, up three and three quarters. March, 6:81, up 1.5. May, 6:50, up one. July, 5:60, up one on the open. September corn opened at 337, up 1.75 on the open. December, 353.5, up 1.5. March, 369.5, up 2. May, 376, up 1.75. July, 389.5, up 3/4. September, 392.5, up 2.25. December, $4.5, up 1. March of 2009, $4, unchanged on the open. August soybeans open at 8:46, up 7.5 on the open. September, 8:52.5, up 5.5. November, 8:68, up 5.25. January, 8:82, up 5.25. March, 8:93, up 5.25. May, 9:05, up 10. July, 9:16, up 10.5 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 227.80, up 1.80 on the open. September, 229.50, up 1.90. August soybean oil opened at 36.98, up 26 on the open. September, 37.20, up 25. At the Merck August live cattle open at 92.10, up 20 on the open. October, 96.05, up 17.5. December, 98.80, up 7.5. February, 98.30, down 2.5 on the open. August feeders open at 114.90, up 17.5 on the open. September, 114.70, up 30. October, 115.70, up 40. November, 115.30, unchanged on the open. August lean hogs open at 75.65, up 57.5 on the open. October, 72.90, up 32.5. December, 70.55, up 20. February, 69.80, down 5 on the open. And pork bellies for the month of August open at 76 even, up 90 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin in the corn pit and ask you if you believe that information we might see on Friday from USDA might have some positive effects for this modest three-week rally we're seeing in the corn pit.
Well, two things in the corn pit that we're seeing is that we did see a basis improvement, and we are seeing Europe buy world feed grains in a very aggressive fashion. We do think the USDA will ultimately show better feed usage next year on corn, but it's going to be through the back door. Europe is buying GMO, non-GMO corn out of Brazil and Argentina and Milo out of the U.S. They're basically substituting feed wheat for feed grains in the world as fast as ocean vessels can bring them in. The big thing in the corn market is if we see a 148 to 150 bushel per acre yield on corn, it is going to be, I think, termed as positive. There's still some commodity firms out there that have some very large numbers, and only the USDA will be able to give us the real answer on some of this. some of the people feel that the rains in Iowa this last weekend are beneficial. Others say it stabilized the crop. Our general impression is that we are seeing a dramatic change in the marketplace here, mainly because of this world shift with feed grains in Europe, and also we're seeing strength in the soybean market, and I think that helped push the corn market here today.
So is 151 neutral, and above 151 then become bearish?
Well, I would say anything above 150 means that we'll probably test the 320 level on December corn. The general feeling is the next step up with reduced corn plantings and sub $4 corn, with more wheat acres and more bean acres, ultimately corn could be friendly longer term. The trouble is that the marketplace is waiting. We don't see the speculative community in here pushing the market as hard as we've had in the past. And I think people are waiting for the other shoe to drop, the USDA report.
And I suppose from a price standpoint, we really need to see something above that 40-day moving average around 360, I suppose, to confirm some sort of serious uptrend at this point.
That's true. That's true.
Turn your attention to the beans, which have taken off today. August is up 15. The Noves are up 14 and 3/4. I suppose the temperatures in the southern half of the Midwest a factor here today.
Well, we gapped through the 50-day moving average and the 40-day, and so we've turned on the bull siren, so to speak, with the markets trading higher. From an old adage, half the beans are raised in the south half of the state and the other half are in the north half, and definitely there's a very large portion of the growing area in the Midwest that's not going to see much rain for the next 2 weeks, and that's also into the Delta and the southeast part of the growing area. As a result of that, I can see why the bull siren was put on the marketplace today. Also, the Chinese announced smaller production estimate carryover on their soybean production. The marketplace is in a real dilemma in the fact that with the smaller production and pretty good demand in the world and basically only a smaller increase in South American production, soybeans seem to be very friendly here in the near term. Granted, outside our window here, I've never seen beans taller. I've never seen beans look any better, but it's a small area, and I'm going to say if we have even more rains here, we're going to have a kind of a bin-buster crop here in the Oakland area.
Well, do you think then, given all that you have said, perhaps a move to $9 beans around the harvest time is not out of the question?
Well, I don't know whether we're going to see that one or not, but I do feel that the market can adjust in a couple of ways. It can adjust with a better bean basis. We can also adjust if we do see some improved demand, particularly some export demand to China on soybeans. And at the same time, the market does have to realize that at some point in time next year, the carryover on beans is going to be reduced dramatically. One of the fastest ways to reduce the carryover is to see this continuation of this extremely warm temperature, particularly in the south half of Illinois, where people are in desperate need of some weather. And they are telling me, and a lot of phone calls are telling me, that they are seeing some stress on the beans as well as the corn.
Market is telling us to store everything, wheat, corn, and beans. How do we do all of that?
Well, a couple of ways. We understand that, in some of those areas where the production's not going to be as good, there's going to be, cheaper storage in that way. And, a truck can move grain in those areas. Innovative storage practices, move the $250,000 combine outside, cover it with a tarp, and fill your machine shed with soybeans. There's a lot of ways, and the big grain companies are expanded storage, the farmers expanded storage, and for some reason the crop does get put away rather with ingenuity that I've never seen before.
turn your attention to the wheat and ask, and let me ask you if the stair step up to $7 will continue.
Well, I think that there are some breaks, tapping of the brakes, and we're seeing it in two areas. We're seeing some possibly improved yield potential in Russia production and also possibly in Canadian production. And we do understand that the only area of concern is the food wheat in the world, and if there can be enough substitution of the feed wheat, we are probably getting to a price level where we are going to see some tapping of the brakes, so to speak. And with the basis in Brazilian corn jumping 20 cents a bushel in a couple of days, you know, the Europeans are starting to realize that the substitution is necessary. One major commodity firm told me yesterday that the only country in the world that's just absolutely bullish about wheat, of course, is Europe, and we know that that's a weather situation that was due to flooding. So as a result of that, we know where the problem is. We know that they're taking some steps to counter the runaway market, and as a result of that, we've seen some big price rallies here in the U.S. and around the world. The transportation issue is a factor. They are looking for cheaper sources of wheat, and the market is still a magic 6 cents higher today.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You're listening to WILL Urbana.